looks like Damon Patterson is doing pretty well. I mean, both with punt returns and in the offense.
Yeah, he is. He's a fast learner. He's very, very talented. He has the kind of speed he can change a game around. He's still learning. He's picking up things. But I have to say that he's a good student of the game. And he's picking up things pretty quickly. So he's putting himself in position where he's going to play.
Does he have that skill set you want in a punt returner, that, I guess, the shiftiness?
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, he has remarkable speed and change of direction. And he has a lot of confidence. He's really a confident young guy for a freshman.
Coach, how far has the offense come since the beginning of camp?
I like what our offense is doing. I think we're doing some really good things. We're executing a lot of things that we did last year, maybe even better. I like the way we're running the football. I like the way we're throwing the ball. I just think, we're kind of rough around the edges. 2 weeks in, middle of camp, we're looking pretty good at times, most of the time, I should say. But we're right here in the middle, and we got guys that are kind of banged up a little bit, so it's hard to get the guys that you want out there all the time together. But I think our offense is on track. It looks pretty good.
Are you at all concerned about your running back depth all of a sudden?
Why?
You got
two guys that hardly ever played. Okay. You're looking for quality, mm-hmm. Not quantity. We want quality players back there, and we've got three guys that we like, four. So I don't have a problem with what we have. To tell you the truth, there's no strength in numbers. It's the quality of the play, not the quantity.
Coach, you mentioned running the football. Can you talk about how much confidence you have in that this year with the three inside guys coming back, to get you up the middle?
Well, I have confidence in all five kids up front. The tackles are really developing and coming along. I'm pretty pleased with that. Our tight ends really coming around. Young, but really tough, hard-nosed kids. Fast learners. So I think that we'll be able to run the ball as much as we want. Plus, our pass game provides creases and opportunities to run the football. So they kind of complement each other pretty well.
Has Jock shown you more or anything new that over the last 2 weeks that you didn't know that he could do for you?
Well, I think as he's learning the system here, he becomes more and more confident. He's a really talented guy. He runs the ball really hard. I mean, our guys on defense know they have to, when they take him on, they've got to wrap him up and keep their feet moving, or he'll break the tackle. He has the kind of speed that you like. He has good vision, which gives him an opportunity to make quick cuts. He has bursting speed, but he also has good lateral change of direction speed. He has a lot of tools. I think it's just a matter of him continue to learn and, continue to get comfortable in the system.
Are you guys ahead of schedule or right on schedule from where you think you are to the season?
I think we're just about where we need to be. We've got a lot of work to do. We're far from a finished product. We still have a long way to go in a lot of areas, but we've made great strides in a lot of areas. And so we're about where we thought we'd be. And time's getting short here, but we realize that. And I think by the time August 30th comes, we'll be ready to go and have people in the right spots and moving forward.
Do you have a leader at punt returner yet, or all three guys still?
Hey, they're all doing pretty well. I think we went from a situation where we struggled last year to a situation this year where we may have more than one capable returner. So I feel pretty good about it. We're not ready to name, they all need repetitions to get better, but, in due time we'll probably name one, or maybe name one, but still get repetitions for the two guys, just keep them going. But we won't use three.
What about at the offensive tackle spots? Has anybody really jumped out and taken a hold on that? Or?
Well, Jeremiah Hatch really is probably nailed down the right tackle spot. He is really one of the hardest working guys and hardest playing guys we have on the team. And what he lacks in some experience, he'll make up with it, and just grit and toughness and hard work. Spikes is he is the guy at the left tackle. He'll be the starter there, and he is one of the most athletic linemen we've had here. Of course, he's young. He has a lot to learn. Every day there's something new for him to learn and grasp, but he's coming along fine. He's got a chance at the end of the day to be, when he's done here, to be one of the better offensive linemen we've had at Kansas.
Well, how about Hash? He's kind of sounds like AC out there. He's yelling a lot and getting everybody's mood up.
He's nothing like AC. They're complete different personalities, but he is a very positive, fiery guy. Everything that he says is positive, and he's a good teammate. You know, he wants to help the other guys along.
Have you liked what you've seen from Rojas punting the ball? Has he pretty much got that?
Yeah, he, you know, he's a little rusty, but every day he kicks it better and better. And I think that, you know, by the time we're ready to go, he'll be pretty smooth. I like what he does. He has a strong leg. He can turn the ball over. So we think we're going to be okay there with him.
Is time for one more question.
Parrish at D-tackle have a chance to see time this year?
Oh, yeah, he'll play. He'll play. He is he's another guy. I really like this freshman class. It's very, very businesslike. It's the most serious freshman class we've had here. These guys came here to play. Football holds a very high priority for them. They're good kids. They do all the things the right way. Parrish is one of those guys. He wants to play. He pushes himself hard to get better every day. So very pleased with that group.